And that wraps it up for another episode of Flashpoints. Our executive producer is Dennis Bernstein. Senior producers are Miguel Gavilan Molina and Kevin Pina. Technical director is Mike Biggs. For previous episodes, go to kpfa.org or flashpoints.net. For questions or comments, email dennis@kpfa.org. Thank you for listening.
Society of the United States, and you're listening to KBOO Portland.
So, how much is that golden doodle or adorable Frenchie in the window? Probably a lot, especially in terms of suffering for its parents, who in many cases are living lives of misery in a puppy mill. On the next episode of Voices for the Animals, we'll be talking with Robert Hensley, senior counsel for the ASPCA, about their push to pass Goldie's Act, a bill now in Congress that would ensure better conditions and oversight for the hundreds of thousands of dogs now suffering at the hands of large-scale dog breeders.
The dog that Goldie's Act is named for was one of the dogs that lived in squalor and tragically was allowed to starved to death over several months while USDA inspectors observed her deteriorating condition, but did nothing to help her.
That's on the next Voices for the Animals, Friday, July 28th at 10 a.m. on 90.7 KBOO FM. If you love animals, and especially dogs, don't miss it.
Want to be in the know for all things Ghost of Hollywood? Check out our website at theghostofhollywood.com for all the newest episodes and updates.
And don't forget to listen every other Friday live on KBOO 90.7 FM Portland. If you're not local, you can also find us live on KBOO.FM. And while you're there, please consider donating to Portland's very own listener-powered radio.
Hey, yo, this is Clipping. You're listening to KBOO.
Something is happening with the Earth, and we don't know what it is. Hi, this is Reverend Billy. This is Earth Riot Radio in New York, the audio, the sonic version of the Church of Stop Shopping. We don't know what words to use to describe this apocalypse. Tragic. We hear that one a lot. Astonishing. Overwhelming. And of course, the old standby, not since records. And the really repeated all day long phrase, unprecedented. We don't capture the horror of a 3 mile wide tornado, do we? When a person has lost everything and is asked a question, oh, describe what you're feeling now. Can't you just see the media person putting a microphone in somebody's face? How are you feeling? You know, as a person stands there in the rubble, none of the words are adequate. The victim stands there, expressionless, in silence. We have a song, Beautiful Earth. The Stop Shopping Choir sings it, asking the Earth for a way to understand what is happening with these disastrous crises. Beautiful Earth, what do you have to say? Fire and flood, virus and death. Earth, won't you please translate?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. beautiful earth, what do we need to hear? Sorrow and shock, the ones we love, earth, will you break our fear? Oh, beautiful earth,
beautiful earth, you think we are the storm. Are we debris and deadly wind ever since we were born? Beautiful earth,
beautiful earth, beautiful earth, beautiful earth. You're right here, nearby somewhere. I can feel you. We just got some pavement here. Some concrete gotta blow all the walls down like a storm. Like
some stuff out of the car,
out of the traffic jam, out of the suburban sprawl, out of the toxins in the air. We're gonna take that journey, you and me. Take that time. Get the map. Got the map? Oh, it's inside us. We forgot that. Now we remember. The earth, the earth, the earth, the earth gave us the map. Thank you, earth. Yeah. We'll be singing beautiful earth until you guided us, and now we promise you we'll shout. We'll sing in the streets. Beautiful earth. We'll do everything we gotta do. We'll risk arrest, go to jail, teach your children, tear down the refinery with our bare hands. Change in the time of extinction. Extinction demands revolution.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
You showed us the way, and now we're walking on that alpine meadow, walking in the wetlands, across the long grass prairie, swimming across the coral reef, climbing the mountain, flowing down the river, to the valley. Beautiful earth. Beautiful earth. Thank you for showing us the way. Thank you. You waited for us.
Beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I mean, there are certain general properties that every infant knows, already tested down to 2 years old. No evidence, couldn't have evidence. So one of the basic properties of language is that the linguistic rules apply to structures, not linear strings. So if you want to take a sentence like instinctively, birds that fly swim, it means instinctively they swim. Not instinctively they fly. Mm-hmm. Well, the adverb instinctively has to find a verb to attach to. It skips the closest verb and finds the structurally closest ones. That principle turns out to be universal for all structures, all constructions, and all languages. What it means is that an infant from birth, as soon as you can test, automatically disregards linear order and disregards 100% of what it hears, notice, because all we hear is words in linear order. But you disregard that, and you deal only with abstract structures in your mind, which you never hear.
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Yes.
Hallelujah! Saramoros, siritaramoros, saramoshi, siritaroya, roya, iris, saramoros, shasiritaraya, saraya, roya, roboy, iras, sarasha, siris, saramoronis, saraya, roya.
I see peace hit the talking heads like amazing facial tics. I see orangutans debating the mahogany loggers. I got to be surreal sometimes to understand. I see the plain truth rising like a 50s Japanese lizard. I see rec rooms devour Rupert Murdoch in front of his sons. I got to be exorcised sometimes to understand. I see new drug laws that give prosecutors no time to play with. I see the fine print open like a prison door. I got to be impossible sometimes to understand. I got to be surreal. I got to be exorcised. I gotta be impossible sometimes to understand. You see, the Starbucks mermaid got her nipples back. You see, fake bohemianism swallowed by your sidewalks. You got to be surreal sometimes to understand. You see, the stock exchange paying for itself for once. You see, the CEO cannot cash his welfare check. You got to be exorcised sometimes to understand. You see, the tourists walk backwards out of their pollution. You see them go home and demand a local paradise. You see, you got to be impossible sometimes to understand. I got to be surreal. I got to be exorcised. I got to be impossible. Impossible sometimes. Sometimes. To understand. To understand. To understand.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Dead sea lions and dolphins have been turning up all along the Southern California coast. The culprit is an algae named Pseudonychia, which produces an amino acid called domoic acid that can act as a neurotoxin. A similar outbreak last year sickened dozens of sea lions and other marine life. The epicenter of the outbreak has collided this year with pupping season, which can bring upwards of 70,000 female sea lions to the Channel Islands in Santa Barbara to give birth in June. This particular bloom seems to be coming from further offshore than usual. There are an estimated 1,000 sick and dying sea lions, and 110 dolphins have also been killed. And these numbers don't include those that may be dying at sea or out on the Channel Islands. While some marine life is not affected at all by domoic acid, the neurotoxin can accumulate in animals lower on the food chain and affect those higher up who are feeding on the filter fish that count algae as their main food source. Sea lions seem to be especially susceptible to domoic acid as a neurotoxin. Analysis of data from dozens of foraging societies around the world shows that women hunt in at least 79% of these societies, opposing the widespread belief that men exclusively hunt and women exclusively gather. More than 70% of female hunting appears to be intentional, as opposed to opportunistic, and intentional hunting by women appears to target game of all sizes, most often large game. The analysis also revealed that women are actively involved in teaching hunting practices and that they often employ a greater variety of weapon choice and hunting strategies than men. Scientists have discovered that soft branching corals deep in the Mediterranean Sea have remained unharmed by heat stress. In contrast, the corals in shallow waters have noticeably suffered as temperatures have risen. Over the past decade, the Mediterranean has experienced frequent destructive marine heat waves. Sea surface temperatures have previously risen as high as 5 degrees Celsius above normal, killing animals from 50 taxonomic groups. One affected species is the red gorgonian, also known as the violescent sea whip, a soft coral species known to engineer the local ecosystem by creating three-dimensional habitats that attract a host of biodiversity. Many gorgonians at 0 to 30 meters depth died off as a result of heat stress. However, gorgonians in deeper waters, below 50 meters, appear untouched by the impacts of thermal stress. Children do better at math when music is a key part of their lessons, an analysis of almost 50 years of research on the topic has revealed. It is thought that music can make math more enjoyable, keep students engaged, and help many ease fear or anxiety they have about math. Motivation may be increased and pupils may appreciate math more. Techniques for integrating music into math lessons range from clapping to pieces with different rhythms when learning numbers and fractions, to using math to design musical instruments. In a new study, researchers at the Royal Botanic Gardens have described the only known member of the palm family to flower and fruit almost entirely underground. Native to the tropical island of Borneo in Southeast Asia, the plant is well known to the indigenous locals who like to snack on its bright red fruit. Pinanja subterranea joins more than 2,500 species of palm known to science, up to half of which may be threatened with extinction. There is a small subset of plants that have evolved to flower and fruit underground, processes known as geoflorae and geocarpi, which has been observed in at least 171 species across 89 genera and 33 plant families. The peanut, for example, flowers above ground, but its fruit then develops underground. Exclusively fruiting and flowering entirely underground is an extremely rare phenomenon, and to the author's knowledge, it has only ever been observed in the small orchid genus Rhizanthella. Scientists do not yet understand the pollination process of the underground plant. Climate crisis has been linked to rising domestic violence in South Asia. An increase of just 1 degree Celsius in average annual temperature is connected to a more than 6% rise in physical and sexual domestic violence. Extreme heat can lead to crop failures, buckle infrastructure, eat into economies, trap people indoors, and render them unable to work, all factors that can place families under extreme stress and push up violence rates. The researchers found that although there was a heat-related increase in violence across all income groups, the largest increases were among lower-income and rural households. Countries around the world are already in the grip of extreme temperatures and heat waves. Dolphin mothers use a kind of high-pitched baby talk similar to humans. A study published this week found that female bottlenose dolphins change their tone when addressing their calves. When directing the signal to their calves, a mother's whistle pitch is higher and her pitch range is greater than usual. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, has authorized the resumption of construction activities for the Mountain Valley Pipeline, clearing the way for the natural gas project to move toward completion weeks after Congress ordered federal agencies to approve it as part of a new bill approving the increase of the debt ceiling. In a unanimous order issued Wednesday, the commission said that all work on the 303-mile pipeline could proceed. That includes portions of the project that will run through the Jefferson National Forest and cross hundreds of waterways and wetlands in West Virginia and Virginia, some of the most biodiverse land in North America. The commission also authorized FERC's Office of Energy Projects to approve any future modifications to the Mountain Valley Project as proposed by its sponsors, as long as the director of the office finds them to be needed to complete construction. An area the size of Switzerland was cleared from Earth's most pristine rainforests in 2022, despite promises by world leaders to halt their destruction. From the Bolivian Amazon to Ghana, the equivalent of 11 football fields of primary rainforest were destroyed every minute last year as the planet's most carbon-dense and biodiverse ecosystems were cleared for cattle ranching, agriculture, and mining. Indigenous forest communities have been forced from their land by extractive industries in some of these countries. The tropics lost 4.1 million hectares of primary rainforest in 2022, an increase of around 10% from 2021. Land use change is the second largest source of greenhouse gas emissions behind the burning of fossil fuels and is a major driver of biodiversity loss. Limiting global heating to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels is unlikely without stopping the destruction of rainforests. And now the sounds of extinction. Orangutans can make two separate sounds simultaneously, much like songbirds or human beatboxers. New research conducted in Borneo has remarkable implications for the vocal capabilities of our shared ancestors and for the evolution of human speech. It is possible that early human language resembled something that sounded more like beatboxing, before evolution organized human language into the consonant-vowel structure we know today. Orangutan numbers and distribution have declined rapidly since the middle of the 20th century due to human activities. These include hunting, unsustainable and often illegal logging, mining, and conversion of forests to agriculture. The Bornean orangutan population is currently endangered. Hear the sound of the Bornean orangutan beatboxing.
And I'd like to thank Savitri D for the news from the natural world. Not always a comfortable listen, but always fascinating. Earthaluya, I'd like to thank the people that contributed to the half hour of riotous earthiness. Stop Shopping Choir, always there. Always there, the beautiful earth. Especially created by Savitri and Fran Benitez and Sundar Ganglani and Danny Bloom. And we have a collaboration there. That's kind of the anthem that we sing at the Earth Church services on Sundays at 3 p.m. here in the East Village. Come on over. I want to thank Grace Haler for her idea of the Buddy Holly song, which is also covered by the Beatles famously, Words of Love. And words were very much the issue and continue to be the issue here in this church service. Noam Chomsky talking about how we form meaning in the first years of our lives. Nehemiah Luckett, Brendan Burke, and Jason Candler, the Fiery Eagles of Justice, with their version of I Got to Be Impossible. And that is when you're just going from that monkeyness to that peopleness, and you're making language. And there's the possibility that maybe you might even be able to discover something to say about the climate apocalypse. You've got to make that evolutionary jump. You've got to do the impossible. And there's that lesson for us. Well, Earthaluya, the planet Earth is some kind of super animal plant, and the planet Earth is waiting for us to communicate, because the planet Earth is conscious, intelligent. You know that we believe that. And the planet Earth wants us to help steer this revolutionary, evolutionary progress, apocalypse. I mean apocalypse in the old Greek meaning of the revealing. I also mean apocalypse in the meaning that we first think of, which is the end of the world. The USA is uniquely incapable of entering into an indigenous conversation with the Earth. And that's what the Earth demands. Our psychological givens are the design by which we live, the habits of thinking and meaning. We're far more locked into consumerism, frontierism, Christianity, capitalism. We just got a toxic mix of isms, don't we? We're dancing blind in the final days. I can start speaking to the earth. Sometimes I think. Shall I share it with you? You probably have your own strategies too. A lot of us do. Sometimes we keep it to ourselves. One idea is to go into your favorite ecosystem, deep into that forest, into that wetlands, into that high plains desert, into that long grass prairie, into that coral reef. And look for signs. Speak in tongues. What do you instinctively think of? What do you sense? When you think that something's wrong, when you know something's right, those paranormal, intuitional moments that we all have. We're all minor psychics. And suddenly it dawns on us, there is as much love in the world as there is war. We'll have that kind of thought, and we won't be able to prove it going in, but we believe it. And that's where peace starts. Peace doesn't start from logic. We start remembering the earth that is in ourselves. Events of the earth start showing in our face. Encounters with sunsets when we were age 5. You know, when you get to be 7 or 9 and you look around and you suddenly go, "Hello, life! Oh my God!" You look up at the night sky, the stars. Unbelievable. What is this? I'm alive. I'm alive. Suddenly it dawns on us. We have that dawning feeling. That the earth is giving us something that's full of meaning and we have not articulated it as words yet. The middle of the night, when there's moonlight on the white canyon walls, above the pounding symphonies of ocean waves. You hear what I'm saying? Those moments you can barely repeat, they're so strong. One time I fell into a tangle of branches in the middle of the night in Montana. My heart was beating like a horse running. These memories, they're like codes for disencrypting the language of the earth. And we all have these stories in us. And consumerism wants to get rid of those stories. Christianity wants to replace those stories. But those stories are in us. They're in our legs. They're in our guts. Let them come up. Those memories are alive. Suddenly it dawns on us. And we talk. We talk. And the words from those deep earth memories start coming up out of us. And we share those words of love. Tell me how you feel. We walk up to a wall called the USA that has kept us from the earth. And we make a demand. I want that doorway. Open it. I want to walk out into that landscape. I want to see to the horizon. The waving grasses and the language that is being written like in Palmer method on the tip tops of the trees. The sky coming down. It's meaningful to us. And if we let that meaning meet the meaning that we have in our bodies, then the earth is listening. With the superstorms and the droughts, with the viruses and the wildfires. This smoky day in New York City today. All those disasters, the earth is speaking to us in the only way that it thinks it can. What's going to make us listen? What's going to make us join that indigenous conversation? Are you ready? I think you are. Where are you listening to me? Where are you? In a bowling alley? In front of your computer? On headphones, sneaking my message in the middle of your job? Enter that indigenous conversation with us. Send us a message. Talk to us. We're ready for you. RevBilly.com. R-E-V-B-I-L-L-Y. RevBilly.com. We're there. Waiting for you. Somebody give me an Earth-a-lulia.
This is Roger Fisher from Heart. You're listening to 90.7 KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. Tell your friends to listen on in and support the mass movement of the human tribe.
This is the Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress.